The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
All right, so we're going to timestamp this because this is a very timely subject, I guess.
Yeah.
Today is February 23rd, 2022, or 2/23/22. That makes yesterday February 22nd, 2022, or 2/22/22.
Unless
so,
you're living elsewhere in the world and then it's the other way.
The other day. Or you mean the 2/02/22.
I get so confused by this. So it's
22/02/22.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Which still makes it mirror. So how you say it. So, and according to the world of numerology and beyond, it is, quote, once in a lifetime date of 2/22/22 or 22/22/22, however you want to see it. And thanks to the date's repeating numbers, is considered an angel number in numerology or a number bearing a particular energy or universal message. So this date is also known as a palindrome, meaning same backwards as forwards. Because if you do either way, if you leave out a zero or two, it does this number, as well as the fact that if you do it is it UK version in which they do 22?
It's pretty much everywhere else.
02, everybody else but us, 22, it flips it as well. So there's a lot of very superstitious thoughts about this mirror date, as I've been told, and y'all have seen a lot of videos because social media blew up with how significant this date is. And I am fairly superstitious. So I was like, so I know, Annie, you're kind of superstitious. Did you do anything for this occasion, like making a manifestation or a wish or such?
The interesting thing about this is I have said it before on this podcast. I know I've talked about it with you before, Samantha. Numbers have meaning for me. I'm really into numbers. My mom, when I was a kid, I was super into Harry Potter. She got me a numerology book. And so I can do like the very basics of calculating based on your name and the day you were born, like all kinds of things like that. And part of it is kind of like I like math. Less than I might believe that this is a thing, but I like doing it. And I like, I love looking into the meaning of names. That's one of my very favorite things when I'm writing something, especially I like to look into the name. But I thought I had already prepared for this date because 22 is my favorite number. And so I didn't know it was going to be such a huge deal, but I had already I had it in my mind that it was going to be a thing. Like, I had already prepared, like, oh, it's 22-22-2. Like, I got to do something on this date. And then it became a huge thing. So what I did was I basically treated it kind of like New Year's with less drinking. But I watched like sci-fi movies about time travel and numbers.
Nice.
Yeah. And I stayed up. I made sure to stay up until midnight. And I did a lot of things in twos. That was sort of my day.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is specific. Yeah. Because people would be like, it's 2-2-2-2-Tuesday.
Yep.
I know I missed a couple of twos in that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Are you superstitious? I thought you were, but maybe you're not.
I would say I'm not, but I think I am. I think I have a lot of rituals and traditions, and I think those can get mixed up for superstitions, or either not mixed up for superstitions where they should be. I have a lot of things that I feel like I have to do on certain dates and certain numbers.
Gotcha.
I used to have to go and get a ticket stub on certain dates just to have like a item almost that would put this date down in my memory. And I still have them, like literally on this bulletin board right here. I have ticket stubs for these dates where I just had to go do something on that date and get a ticket stub. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, even though part of me would say I'm not superstitious, because it's not like I think I misunderstand superstition a lot, as in if I don't do something, something bad will happen. Whereas I'm kind of doing it in more of a memoriam type of situation.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's very similar. So I think that it's not like I'm expecting things to happen when I do something, or that it will work. Something will come of it. I guess it is more of a, I have to commemorate it and remember it.
Right.
Or else it'll be lost forever.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you also, even though you don't say superstition, but you have these traditions that if you don't do it, you feel like bad things are going to happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is superstition.
Pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. No, I got you. It's true. You're totally right.
I'm sorry. I love you. I don't mean that as a poke, as more of like, you know, I feel like when you say you have to do these things and you have to eat these things.
Yep.
Probably. And yep. I say this as I definitely am someone who is very into not necessarily traditions, but do believe in some things of like, why even test it? I don't want to test it. If this can bring me good luck, great. If it didn't work, what hurt? Kind of thing. I did try to hone in on the last 2 years and more of my Korean traditions and trying to figure out myself and my identity. Different conversation, we know, but also knowing that a lot of the Asian cultures are more superstitious and steep into that tradition. Of course, again, tradition, superstition kind of just go hand in hand, intertwined, however you want to look at it. It's also something about intuition and gut feeling. And I am a big proponent to that. Like when I make big life decisions, I do a lot of research. But if I can't make up my mind, I have to sit still. I literally sit still and just think on it and say to myself the options, and whatever is my calm is usually the direction I will go. I am, and it has always worked for me in usually the best way. I can't think of too many moments where I'm like, I regret that. So I am a person who does believe in my gut feeling and my intuition. And honestly, I was thinking about this for a while. You and I have talked about it because we talked about, you know, Chinese New Year's or all of that and the celebration, New Year's, what are we going to do? We've stopped doing resolutions, even though that was a tradition, it got toxic. And so we want to take everything toxic out, all of those things. And it turns out for women, it's more common than not. Surprise! Of course, we had to go into it, and I wanted to talk about it because I also wanted to talk about what we did specifically.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We went through several articles, doing some research, trying to see if it was a gendered thing. And I couldn't really find a lot to it because there's no real data about whether or not it works or not. So therefore, there's no real conversation about it. I know on our show, we've had episodes about astrology. We've had episodes on tarot cards and how it is a lot of times feminist leaning or women gendered leaning. And then we also talk about witchcraft, which could be part of that whole like superstition as well. That's all up in there and mixed. Again, this could be also more cultural than anything else, because I know the Irish and Scottish have a lot of, and the Greeks have a lot of specific superstitious beliefs or traditions that lean to kind of a cultural take on things. That I'm like, oh, I want to practice that. That seems cool. We see that. We see that whether it's with death, whether it's with life in celebration, we see these types of superstitions. But I did find one article written by Eric Dolan. Yes, I do assume that's a man, on scipost.org. And I wanted to read a little bit about it because, again, I found it interesting and it was kind of a gendered study. So they write, a new study provides evidence that women's reliance on intuition and gut feelings helps explain why they tend to report more magical beliefs than men do. Magical. And the research has been published in the Journal of Research in Personality. So again, there's some research, not a lot. And it continues, I was really intrigued to understand why across the world, women tend to be more likely than men to report beliefs in magical phenomenon like ghosts and haunted houses, said study author Sarah Ward, an assistant professor of management at the University of Illinois. And Dolan, who is writing this article, continues in his writing, quote, in four studies with 2,545 participants in total, the researchers found that women were more likely than men to endorse magical beliefs. Women tended to report relying more on intuition and scored lower on a cognitive reflection test, an assessment of a person's tendencies to override an incorrect gut response, which were both associated with heightened magical beliefs. Okay, I'm not going to lie. When he keeps using the term magic and magical, it feels a little bit condescending. His language overall feels stereotypical. of women who do trust intuition as part of their decision-making skills or decision-making as something of a more frivolous and maybe perhaps naive practice. But Ward, who was doing the study, states, although some antiquated stereotypes have portrayed women's higher magical beliefs as caused by lower rationality or intelligence, this was not supported in the data. Women and men do not differ in analytical reasoning capacities or intelligence in these studies, showing the inaccuracy of these earlier stereotypes for gender differences in magical beliefs. So again, I don't know why magical seems so childish or magic seems so childish in these references. I don't know what it is. But what she is saying essentially is it didn't change anything. It didn't lower any standard. It didn't make any difference. And as in fact, in the same article, they talk about the fact that when men witness women using intuition like this and succeed, it only endorses more to men that they should be following suit. And it doesn't really change anything. It doesn't really make any difference. There was no data to say that intuition was better or not. It was just more of a, why do women believe more than the other genders? And I thought it was really interesting in this context, especially on days like this, because I'm going to tell you, I read a hell of a lot about the numbers. Including the fact that I was told in a video by a numerologist and astrologist to, much like Chinese New Year's, clean your house the day before to make sure you're mirroring the clean life. I took out This was not said to do it, but I was like, I don't want trash in my house. So I took out all the leftovers and all the trash out. So I did not want trash in my life for the next however long years before we get the next mirror year. I cleaned my dog.
Oh, whoa.
I know. Okay. I did because I wanted her to be healthy and groomed for as long as she could be. And I feel like that would reflect as well. My partner and I actually got together. So the magic hour, according to some, was 10:22 p.m. on 2-2-2-2-2. Did I do this right? Because it would make it 22-22-2-22-22 or 22-22-22-2-22. However you see it. And we sat mindfully manifesting our year together.
Whoa.
Not out loud, in our own heads. Okay. Yes. I did all of that.
Dang.
I know. I don't know why it hit me, but I was like, I need to do this. I don't need any negativity because I think our, like, the last 2 years have both been good and bad. And we want to usher out, because when it was bad, it was real bad.
Yes.
So we want to usher that out as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just super fascinating to me because, again, I was kind of surprised. I guess I shouldn't have been, but as someone who's like always thinking about numbers, it's like, oh, wow, everybody's doing a thing for this. It wasn't just what I perceive as my weirdness.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
So first, I think, when we talk about women's intuition and women having these superstitions or magic or whatever you want to call it. I've watched a lot of horror movies. I think that when we say like women's intuition, we should be saying women have been living in this world and they know what's up. And men are so ready to not believe them when they're like, I think something might be amiss. So that's one thing where I'm always like, when I read these things where they're saying women are more superstitious, I think really it's women have had to deal with being in fear when they go outside.
Yeah, possibly.
And therefore, they have more, quote, superstitions. On top of that, I would be really interested to know if there's any breakdown on like, I feel like we like to dismiss women's intuition because it's women, but men have their like sports jerseys that they wear and they have to wear at every game.
Right.
And I think that that's seen as something different, even though really we're kind of talking about the same thing.
It's
but
true.
Because it's men doing it, we're like, yeah, let them do their thing and have fun. When it's women, we're like, oh, she's very silly.
Yeah. Well, it seems like when it comes to men and their superstition, and by the way, I've never seen men more angry than sports. And of course, being called out for not being whatever, feeling like, or being told that they're being in their mind told that they're not manly enough and or too manly. Like those are the three reasons that really get super angry, apparently. But it does feel like when we see men doing their sports thing, we as women are like dismissive too, like whatever, okay, you do your thing. But at the same time, we can't tease it. We can't do too much to disrupt it. And if we had actually tried to stop it, as in like, this seems very sitcom-y when women accidentally wash their jersey and they are like, oh no, you can't wash the jersey. And it becomes a whole thing and a literal argument and a plot point. Like it's just a whole thing and whole level of trying to dismiss a woman's whatever their belief system is. And on top of that, like astrology and all that, I get it. It seems very mystical and out there, but there seems to be some basis of at least people are studying stars instead, you know, like there's some scientific level to that. So perhaps a little more than just doing a specific end zone dance to continue on celebration and make the game better or whatever, or rubbing a specific helmet or tapping on as if you watched Friday Night Lights, which is very problematic. And I still enjoyed it before I realized how problematic it was, where they tap the top of their little emblem that says believe or something like that. I think that's a Ted Lasso thing now. There's a level of legitimacy of where that stands. But I, again, hold to that might as well. Does it hurt anyone? No. Did I sit here and manifest good things in my head? I really hope I did. But it was just a minute of just sitting still.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking these special days or days that, for whatever reason, have meaning to you and taking that moment and kind of trying to center yourself and imagine what you would like to happen or what you would like to work towards. Because I feel like a lot of what we're talking about, whether it's kind of on the sillier spectrum, in quotes, or on a more serious spectrum of like your life, as opposed to on the sports team to win, which I know is very important to a lot of people. So I'm not dismissing that. But like, you know, I think it's kind of the same thing. But I guess that's my issue with a lot of this is that we do, in my opinion, sort of legitimize when men do it versus when women do it, where it's seen as sort of frivolous and weird and stupid.
Right, and childish.
Childish.
Like the whole conversation of being magic and magical, it seems so childish, which just makes me sad because there's nothing wrong with magic and magical and wishing it existed to a certain extent. As we've seen many fantastical movies, magic goes wrong very quickly. However, in my mind, yes, like the idea of magic and magical is also synonymous with childish and imagination and all of these things. And apparently that's a negative when you're an adult. And that makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, just to keep it in my brand, also, I have to say, I feel like a lot of men with sports and their superstitions around sports and all the thing they do with sports and all the numbers they memorize with sports. Nerds do that too, but when nerds do it, that's ridiculous and sad. But when men do it, and especially fangirls, because fangirls, you know, they've got like the, I know where this musician was playing on this date or whatever, and so on this date, they know the set. It's the
exactly.
same thing. But because men do it, we're like, okay, that's all right. But when girls and women do it, we're like, oh, that's weird.
Because it's a different type of admiration. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, this has been interesting. Yeah, I did have a good... I watched a lot of weird sci-fi movies, and I... Who knows how that's going to impact
I'm waiting. Because there was also this whole, like... Pluto rising. Girl, I got real into it yesterday. I needed to know. And some good things apparently are coming our way. But I also am a little fearful of the year of the tiger because I am a monkey and apparently the Chinese signs the monkey needs to be calm and not do anything serious in the year of the tiger.
Oh my goodness. You're going to have to tell me more about all of this.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, I'm very excited to hear about it. I was told I have nothing coming my way. They literally are like pretty much every month but you has good times coming. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to continue.
I'm good.
Okay. But listeners, we would love to hear from you your thoughts about superstition, numerology, astrology, any of the things we've touched on. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffNoNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you and sorry.
Thank you and sorry. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com.